It is daf is daf chaf zayin. So let's take it. It was like 10 lines down. It was a good stopping point. The first word on the line is ba'ye ba'ye. So ba'ye ba'ye. The Gemara raises the question. Ba'ye ba'ye. He asks, "Hayu lefanav shtei behemos shel kodesh." Let's say standing in front of you are two animals that are kodesh, and balas mum. Both of them are bali mum. Ushtei behemos shel chulin. You have alongside two animals that are chulin, tamimos, which are pure, unblemished. So you say these behemos of chulin, they should be in place of the behemos that are kadosh, that are bali mumim but kadosh. So how, what's the din? Mi'amar, do we say that yesterday's discussion was about whether the word tachas is to replace or tachas is really to just be mosif the kedusha through tamura? So ma'a, what do we say in this case? Mi'amar latpuse v'lake. Do we assume that he's trying to take the kedusha from the balimum and add kedusha to the chulin animals, which would be a violation of tamura, and he'd get malakos of duma? Perhaps we should say the chalhecha d'ika hetera lo shavik inish hetera v'avid isur. Whenever there's a possibility that a person could take a permitted route, he's not going to opt for the prohibited route. So since in this case the word tachas could be interpreted to be mechalel, that he's going to remove the kedusha from the bali mumim and transfer them onto the tamimim, which is completely permitted. So do we say the word in that case tachas means he's taking the heter approach and there would not be an iser? That's the shaila. So the Gemara says, "Imtim salomar." If you're going to say, and we normally assume that when there's imtim salomar, that's how we paskin. Imtim salomar. If you want to say kol heicha deika hetera. Whenever there's a opportunity to take a permitted route, he's not going to opt for the Issa route. So we assume that Tachas in this case means to replace, to transfer the Kedusha from the Bali Mumim to the Chulin to Mimim animals. So let's say you have a different scenario. So let's say Lefanov, Hayu Lefanov, She Behemos, Shel Kodesh, Ve'achas Mem, Balas Mum. You have two animals that are Kodesh. One of them is Bal Mum, one's not a Bal Mum. So, and then you also have shtei behemos shel chulin, and you also have alongside two animals that are both chulin. However, in this case, achas mem balas mum, one's a balmum, one's mimim. So you have one of each type. So what's the din? V'amar, the guy says, hare elu tachas elu. Let's allow the two chulin animals, one of which is a balas mum, be tachas, the two kadoshim animal, which one of his balas mum. So what do we say in this case? Mahu. Mi amar, do we say Tamima tachas tamima, that the tamim animal, tamim chulin, goes now tachas tamima of kodesh, latpuse, because you can't remove. If the tamim animal, that which is kadosh, is tamima, you can't be machal kadusha from the tamim animal. So in that case, he must refer to latpuse, it must be tamura. He's trying to add kadusha onto the chulin tamim animal. And we would say the balas mum, tachas balas mum lachule. I mean, are we able to split up the word tachas? And depending on the context, tachas, by what, even though he says the word tachas just once, but the context of tamima up against tamima is latfuse, which is tamura, and balas mum versus balas mum is one of chilul, which would not be a violation of tamura. In this way, in this case, you'd only have one set of malkos. Oduma, do we say that tamima dechulin tachas balas mum dehektesh, and balas mum dechulin tachas tamima dehektesh, v'tavai lucky? Do we say perhaps switch them around? I mean, let the tamima chulin be tachas the balas mum dehektish, let that be an issue of hatvasa, which would be tamura, and let the balas mum of chulin be hatvasa from the tamima of the hektish animal, and you should get malkos on both of these cases. That's the shaila. And the Gemara says, "Vimtim Salomar, if you want to say that no, kohei chadika teira lo'avid isura, whenever there's a possibility of doing some type of heter, we go for the heter approach. And therefore, it's going to be ulachule hu v'lo lake. So it's going to be a situation where he's going to take the a route that's permitted. So then he won't get malchus in this case, since he's going to take the approach of the bal mum is going to be mechala onto the tamima animal. So avoid one set of malchus. So let's say we assume that as the klal, he always avoids the isser as much as possible. So let's say we have a new scenario. Hayu lefanav shalosh behemos shel kodesh v'achas mem balas mum. He has three animals, all of which are kadosh, and one of them is a balas mum. V'shalosh behemos shel chulin, and alongside he's got three another animals that are all chulin tamimos, all of which are unblemished. And he says, Amar hare elu tachas elu. Let the three chulin animals be tachas the three kadosh animals. So, mi amrina, do we say, mi de tamimos, tachas tamimos latfuse? So it has to be at least all three chulin are tamimim. And he's got two kadosh are tamimim, one is balas mum. So the two tamima kadoshim vada have to connect with two chul and tamimim. So do we say in that case, tamimim to tamimim, the din there is, that's tfuse, that's definitely going to be tamura. You can't say mechal, you can't be mechal an animal that's tamim. So when you say two tamim kadosh, the two tamim chulin, it's really hatvasa, you're adding kedusha, and that's a violation of tamura. So from the fact that two of them are definitely going to be a violation of tamura, so do we say the tamimos nami tachas bas mum latuse? So the third animal, the third chulin tamima, which is now lining up against the bas mum kodesh, that also should be hatvasa, and there should be a third set of malchus. Or do we say Odilma Hachanami here as well? So, or do we say whenever there's an opportunity to take a heter approach, he takes it? So even though the first two chulin tamimim were up against the two kadosh tamimim, and those are both hatfasas atmuras, the third one we're not going to take a hatfasa approach. We're going to take a chil approach, and he won't get malchus. He's actually being mechal from the kedusha of the baal tamim onto the chulin tamimim, and he'll avoid malchus in that last case. That's the suffix. And the Gemara says, "Vim tim salomar." If you want to say no. Hachanami here as well. Kevin deakati gavrelus chazika b'isur. Since the guy is not a muhsak to do isurim, because the first two animals are chulin tamimim and the kodesh tamimim, he only violated the isur tamur twice. We know two times doesn't create a chazaka, so we don't assume this guy does the isurim. So if there's a way to do it heter, we assume he does the heter. So therefore, the third animal is betaris heter. So lo shavik heter v'avid isur. But by Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi takes it one step further, and this is the final question of this shakti v'tarya. Now he's got four animals lined up, all of which are kodesh, and the fourth animal is baal mum. The first three are all tamimim, and the fourth one's a baal mum. And now on the other side, he's got arba behemos shel chulin, four chulin animals lined up, and all of them are tamimim. And now he says, Amar hare elu tachas elu, let the four chulin be tachas the four kedushim. So Ma, what do we say in this case? Since the first three kedoshim are all tamimim, so when he lines them up against a chulin, that's a violation of temura. Not once, twice, but three times he creates a chazaka. And now by the fourth animal, that's kodesh, if it's a baal mum, up against the fourth chulin, do we say that's also a tfasa because he's machzik? Or no, he'll even take the heter approach in that case. So the Gemara sets it up. Mahu, what's the din? Hacha vandai. Here, certainly, kevin dis chazek avra b'isura. Since he violated the isur temura three times, so we assume v'laki abarba malkias. We assume even the fourth one's also going to be in an isur way, and he'll get four sets of lashes. Odilma, perhaps we should say, even in this extreme case, avagav dis chazek b'isura, even though the guy is muhsak to perform isurim, as he just did, lo shavik inish heter v'avad isur, he's still not going to avoid an approach of taking a heter approach and violate an isur, v'hach basraisa, and therefore the fourth one will be la chulile, will be lashon chilul, and not a violation of temura. And the Gemara ends off this final suffix with a teku. Okay. Gemara now says, last few lines of the Gemara here, quoting from the Mishnah in the two dots, im hayu hektesh baal mum yatzel chulim. So if a guy says, Hare behemazu tachas behemazu, that was the Mishnah. So we said, if, let's say, the Kodesh animal is baal mum, so then he clearly means chil. He's being mechal kedusha from the baal mum onto a chulin animal. And the Mishnah said, Vetzarach la'asos damim, which meant that it had to be where the value of the chulin equals the value of that which is Kodesh. And if it's off, off by a certain price, it's going to be a violation of onah, Rashi said. We know there's onah, the din of onah, the pasuk tells us, and based on the Pesukim, you can't go a sixth more than a market value. So let's say you have a price of whatever object it is. So if you go less than 1/6 of the value, it's within a certain margin of error, it's fine. If you hit mamish a 1/6, so then the sale's a good sale, but you need to return that 1/6, that's onah. And if it's more than a sixth of the difference of the market value, whether it's a 1/6 more of the price or 1/6 less than he's selling it for, let's say it's the market value is $10 and he sells it to you for $2, or he sells it for $50, that's way above 1/6 of the market value of $10. That's what's called a bittel mekach. So we learn from this mission here is that when you're transferring the kedusha of a baal mum to another animal, that's chulin, has to be there, the same price, or at least within the same range, within a sixth of the price. Otherwise, it's a violation of onah. So the Gemara wants to know, Gemara quotes a machlokas here between Reish Lakish of Yochanan, whether this din of being, whether onah by hektesh is a deraisa or it's only a din derabanim. So Gemara says here in the bottom of Daf Chavzayin Amun Aleph, Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan says, Yotze l'chulin davar Torah, v'tzarach la'asos damim mi divrehem. The din is that when you transfer kedusha from a baal mum onto chulin, that works midiraisa. Mamish, without having any value considered, it all works midiraisa. But the rabbanon, the chacham said, it has to be tzarach lasos damim. Make sure they're within the less than the ona, but midirehem. But midiraisa really ona doesn't apply to hektish. Comes along Reish Lakish and argues, Amar no. He thinks even on a deraisa level, one has to ensure that the chulin and kodosh animal are all within the same range, because it is a violation of ona even by hektish. So Gemara wants to know, b'mayaskin, what's the case here? Ian, how much of the market value are we concerned with here? Off the market value, are we concerned here? Ian, if you're talking about ona, referring to ona, which is mamish when it's exactly a sixth above the price. So let's say it's $6 and it's sold for $7 or sold for $5, it's $1 off. One-sixth of $6 is ona. So if that's the case of mamish exactly one-sixth, that's ona. B'ha neima, Reish Lakish, would Reish Lakish say, af tzarech lasos damim davar Torah? Would he say by ona that the Torah is makbid on ona, one-sixth by a hektish? But now we have a mission that clearly tells us Bab Metzia is where the sugyas of ona are discussed. Eilu dvarim shein lehem ona. The following are examples where ona does not apply. Havadim, if a person sells an eved, and these are 1/6 off the market value, the ona is not of concern. Shtaros, selling documents. Hakarkal, selling property, there's no ona. Vaktesho, so hektesho is on the list. So if we're talking about ona, 1/6 off the price, how could Reish Lakish argue the Mishnah where the Mishnah clearly says ona doesn't apply at all to hektashos? So we're not talking about ona where it's mamish 1/6. Ella, what's the debate between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? It must be a bitul mekach. When it comes to bitul mekach, which is where the price is that being sold is way off, more than a sixth off of the actual market value, that's called bitul mekach. That's more than just ona. That's bitul mekach. That sale doesn't go through at all. So then, if that's the machlokas where Reish Lakish thinks that bitul mekach, and rather Reish Lakish thinks that's midiraisa, it's batal. Rabbi Yochanan thinks it's only batal midirehem. But her name, Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech lasos damim. Does Rabbi Yochanan think that bitul mekach of hektish is only a derabanan din, but on a deraisa level, bitul mekach would not apply to hektish? Is that really true? Doesn't the Gemara tell us, going on to Chaf Zayin and Beis now, the very top, ha'amar Rabbi Yirmi, doesn't Rabbi Yirmi say, when the Mishnah was talking about whether ona applies, Rabbi Yirmi says, akarkaos tuchulin, Rabbi Yonah amar ahektashos. So when it comes to ona, there's a debate how to read the Mishnah. When there's a din of ona, Rabbi Yirmi says ona says it's referring to a karkos. When there's no ona, that means there's no ona by karka. Rabbi Yirmi says no, there's no ona by hektish. But both of them hold that's all ona, which is mamish 1/6. Ona means 1/6 exactly. But Tevayu, both Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yonan both quote from Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amri that ona ein lem, but bitul mekach yesh lem, that there is going to be bitul mekach. If even though by karka, Rabbi Yirmi says by karka, there's no ona, he does agree. But if it's way above ona, there is bitul mekach. And Rabbi Yonah says even though there's no ona by hektish, if it's more than ona, more than a sixth, there is a bitul mekach. And this is quoting Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan does hold a bitul mekach even by hektish. So how could we say before that he thinks the bitul mekach only applies to hektish on a midirayim level? So Gemara says no, liolam really a bitul mekach. Really, we're talking about on a bitul mekach, meaning if the hektish was sold for more than 1/6, it's going to be bitul mekach. And nipach, let's switch it around, meaning what? Rabbi Yochanan thinks that midaraisa, there's bitul mekach by hektish, and it's Reish Lakish that says only midirehem. And now Rabbi Yochanan works out well, because Rabbi Yochanan here now, after switching around, says bitul mekach applies to hektish, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yonah said, that even though by hektish there is ona, there is bitul mekach by ona, quoting from Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan works out well that there is bitul mekach on a deraisa level by hektish. So Gemara said, wait a second, mi matzis amris epoch, could you really say switching around Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan? Hanichman damer, that all makes sense. If you assume a hektishos, according to Rabbi Yonah, who said that he made a statement that there's no ona by hektish, the kol shekein are karkos, if there's no ona by hektish, so certainly there's no ona by karka, because we're gonna be more lenient by karka. But eleman damar karkos, one who holds that no, he only says then there's no ona by karka. Aval hekdeshos, but hektish is not subject to this conversation. According to Rabbi Yirmiya, hektish wasn't even on the radar. Einlem bitul mekach, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, he says that hektish isn't subject to ona, it's not even subject to bitul mekach at all. So then, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, how can you switch it around and now say Rabbi Yirmiya thinks there's no bitul mekach by hektish? But Rabbi Yochanan earlier, against Reish Lakish, says that there is a bittul mekach min deraisa by hektish. So things don't seem to work out nicely. So Gemara says, therefore, Amalach Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah says, no, lo tepach. You don't have to switch them around. Meaning, what comes out from all this, to hopefully be clear, that the Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah, their debate whether Rabbi Yochanan says statement about karka or says statement about hektish, that's going to dictate whether or not we have to switch around Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, oh, no, it doesn't apply to karka, but bittul mekach does apply to karka. That implies that hektish isn't subject to bittul mekach at all. But when Rabbi Yochanan says, he agrees, midivrehem, there is bittul mekach by hektish. However, Rabbi Yonah says, no, Rabbi Yonah says, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about hektish in the first place. There's no onah by hektish, but there is bittul mekach by hektish, because midirais is bittul mekach. So according to Rabbi Yonah, you have to be mahapich this positions of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which comes out, Rabbi Yochanan thinks that there is bittul mekach, even on a deraisa level, by hektish. Okay, a little bit confusing. So Gemara now says, Leima b'dishmul kamithugi. Let's suggest the machlokas between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, that's whether or not there's going to be onah by hektish or not. Let's say that's really a machlokas whether they hold of Shmuel or not. D'amar Shmuel says hektish shav mana. Let's say if a hektish is worth a mana, and shechilu al shav pruta, and you mechal the kedusha, you extract the kedusha from the mana onto a small pruta, which is much less than the actual value, much more than a shtus, much more than a 1/6 off the market value. It's mechula, it works, even though this is $100 and that's $1, that's clearly onah, more than onah, it's really bittul mekach, it still works according to Shmuel. So let's say, the Rabbi Yonah lesser the Shmuel, he doesn't hold a Shmuel, because he thinks that there is bittul mekach by hektish, you can't go from $100 to $1. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is like the Shmuel, he holds a Shmuel that no, you could go from $100 and mimechal onto $1, there is no bittul mekach by hektish. So this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, rather Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah, whether bittul mekach applies to hektish, is really depending on whether you hold a Shmuel, if you could be machal a mana onto a pruta. So Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas. Bein demar, islay dishmuel. Everybody holds a Shmuel, that you could be machal a mana onto a pruta. The Rabbi Yonah savar, but Rabbi Yonah holds, ki amar Shmuel di eved abal lichachil lo amar. Rabbi Yonah says, granted, Shmuel says a statement that you can be mechal mana onto a pruta, but that's only be the evidence. If one had done that, that works. But lichachila, we would never go ahead and recommend that, because lichachila, there is a violation of bittul mekach. There's a problem of onah. But comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah Sever, no, afil lichachila, there's no concern of onah, no bittul mekach, nothing. Lichachila, you can mamish be mechal mana onto a pruta. So that's machlokas, whether the statement of Shmuel was a lichachila statement or only a bidyevid statement. Ibais Ema. Another suggestion, going back now to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, their machlokas. So the Gemara says, liolam lo tepech, let's not switch them around. Meaning, Reish Lakish holds bittul mekach is mederaisa, and Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds is only din of dirabanan. So that machlokas, u dekam kasha lach masis. But then we have a mishnah that clearly said, elu dvarim, that there is no onah hekdeshos. So how could Reish Lakish say that there is onah by hekdeshos? The mishnah says there is no onah by hekdeshos. So Reish Lakish holds like Kedrev Chista. Who's Rav Chista? Kedamer Rav Chista, Ein Lehem Onah. When it says that these things listed, there's no Onah. There's no Onah by Eved, by Karka, by Shtar, by Hekesh. That means, Ein on Betos Onah, the Afil Pachas Mechde Onah Choser. Means more Machmir. That even if it's a couple cents off, even less than a sixth off the price, you have to return it. Meaning when it comes to Eved, Karka, Shtar, and Hektish, it has to be mamish equal, 100% equal, $100 to $100, not $100 to $99.99. It has to be mamish equal, and that's what it means. And therefore, Onah clearly does exist, even more machmir, by these cases such as Hektish. Shemesh Lakish works out very consistently with his reading of this Mishnah. Gemara now says, right before the Mishnah, Amar Ula. Ula says, quoting from the position of Rav Chista above, that even if it's slightly off the market value, you have to return it, that onah is more machmir when it comes to the world of hektish and the other examples listed. Lo amru ela b'shamoy bitre. It's only true when the initial market value of the hektish was assessed by two people. Two guys says, oh, we think this table is worth $100. So then it's possible there's a certain mistake, and therefore we If other guys say it's more money, so then there's an issue of not being the proper price. So let's say initially you had three guys state the value of it, they assess the value of it, and a guy redeems it based on what they said, so then you would not have to return the value. I mean, the way the case worked out was, you know, two guys said the table is worth $100, we redeemed it. Two other guys say, no, it's worth $101. So then we have to say, okay, go back, pay $101 for it. But that's only true if the first guys were only two. But let's say the first guys who gave the assessment were three. Three of us came along and said, that's worth $100, and the guy redeems it for $100. Even if guys come afterwards, afagav, da'as b'meh, you can have 100 new guys say that's worth $101. $125, we ignore the second group, because once three people say it, it's final, lo hadar. So that's the din. So Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? That three are better than two? V'hamar Rav Safar. Rav Safar says, Heichamar, when do we say mea k'trei k'trei k'meya? In Edus. We know by Edus, if you have two guys say that guy murdered, that guy was Michal Shabbos, that's just as strong as 100 guys saying that someone murdered, someone did something wrong. 2 to 100 by Edus, 2 to 100 is really mamish the same exact thing. 2 to 100. There's no difference of numbers. 2 to 100 is 100 is 2, 2 is 100, fine. When it comes to, but aval in umdina, when it comes to assessing a value of something, so then, basar deos azlim, we go based on the numbers. So assessing a value of a table, two guys versus 100 guys, 100 guys are actually hold much more weight than two guys when it comes to assessing, when it comes to umdinas. So how can you say, if three guys say, oh, that's a price, 100 guys, we ignore the next 100 guys? That's not true, we do. We take into account the 100 guys afterwards. And visu, moreover, tlasa tlasa lazim basar basara, yad hekdesh al yona. If you have three guys say a certain value, and then three other guys come and say it's worth more, so we always go, yada hekdesh al yona. We should have to make him pay the higher price, because we always give the hekdesh the benefit of the doubt. So how can you say that three guys assessing a value for hekdesh cannot be overturned? So the Gemara explains that no. Kasavar Ula understands that Tzarach Lasos Damim is Midirayim. He holds that really Midiraisa, when you're Mechal Hekdesh on Techulin, you don't have to have the same price. You could do it as much as you want off the price. $100 could be Mechal onto a Pruta. That works. And he thought the din of having them be the same price is only a din Dirabanan. So once you establish that Tzarach Lasos Damim is only a din Dirabanan, it's only the Midirayim, so now once it's a Suffolk, one, three guys say it's worth this value, 100 guys say something else, it's a case of a Suffolk. We don't know who's right. So therefore we say, v'chol d'rabbanan, akilei b'rabbanan. Whenever there's a suffix, so they say we're going to be makel. And once three guys or more gave the initial price for the initial evaluation, we trust it and we don't make the guy have to pay more after the fact. Again, it's only because when it comes to chil hektish, you don't really need to have the market value in the first place. And that's why it's we're makel here. Okay, the next mishnah says, the last mishnah in the parak here, ha'rei zo tachas ola. This animal be tachas ola. Now you don't specify which ola, just tachas ola. Or you say hareza tachas chatas, but you don't specify which chatas, lo amar klum, it doesn't work because you have to specify which animal it's going to transfer onto. But let's say you say tachas chatazu, I want this animal to be underneath. You say this chulun animal should be underneath this particular chatas. Or tachas olazu, and you specify which the animal is being the source of the kedusha. So then, or you say tachas chatas v'tachas olashesh bebayis. Or maybe the animal's not in front of you. I want this chun animal to be underneath the chatas I have in my house, or the ol inside my house. All of those work as long as in hayalo, if he does have an animal in his house, devar of kayamim. Because again, you have to specify where that kedusha is coming for in order to generate the tamura onto the chun animal. Let's say he says Amar ala behema tmeya. He says about an animal that's tmeya, that's non-kosher, or abas mumur, an animal that has a blemish on it. You say hare elu ola. I want these animals to be an ola, not tmur anymore. Just stop. I want this this cow to be an ola. I want this animal missing a leg, the cow missing a leg, to be an ola. The din is lo amar kuma. It doesn't work because he can't be makir of an animal that's a tmeya, an animal that's a balas mum. So then hare elu la ola. But if you say hare elu li ola with the lama, they should be towards an ola. So then the din is yimachu v'yavi d'beim ola. So even though the pig itself and even though the blemished animal itself can't be a carbon, but you want to use the value to fund the carbon, so then you have to sell the pig, sell the cow, and use the money to buy an ola. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, comes along with Yehuda quoting Rav, Masis, and our Mishnah is the lo k'rei meir. Cannot be in accordance with the Shitas Rabbi Meir. Why not? Because the k'rei meir, Rabbi Meir really authored the Mishnah, he holds ain adam motzi dvar lebatal. A person never says anything for naught, and therefore, by his very statement, Even though he didn't say Hare Zu, Tachas Chadazur, Chadolazu, it was understood that's what he meant. So simply, even though you guys says Hare Zu, Tachas Ola, Tachas Chadaz, even though you didn't say Tachas Olazu, Tachas Chadazu, it still works because the guy didn't say Dvaram Lebatala, and therefore it would be Chal, according to your mayor, in the first Mishnah, and therefore, according to this, it wouldn't be, there would not be any Timur Chal in the, they said, therefore, since our mayor would hold it would be Timurah, he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now says the very last few lines of the Perek here, quotes in the Mishnah, Haver Elu Li'ola, if you say I want this animal, this pig, this blemished animal, to be towards an Ola, so then we say Motzi, rather Yimachu, V'yavi B'demeim Ola, he has to sell the animals and use the money to buy an Ola. So time with the Behema, Temeo Balas Mum, Dilochazion, Lobain Muma, only because these animals, either the pig or the blemished animal, they're not right for the carbonate at all, you don't need to wait for it to have a balmum. So you just sell it right away. But let's say, avam mafish nekeva l'asham ol ola. Let's say you're mafish a female animal for an asham and an ola. Now, even though a female is not right for an asham, not right for a ola, but she is right for carbon shlamim, this female, so therefore it's right in some extent to a carbon. But in Muma, the implication of the mission is that for a Nekeva, which is Hufresh for a Chathas, or for an Ola, rather for an Ashram for an Ola, you would have to wait for it to have a Balmum. So Amar of Yehuda Amar Rava, Masisin de Lok Rabbi Shimon, and therefore a Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Shimon, because we saw the Shita a number of days ago, that's non Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom Bimum. If you set aside a Nekeva for an Ola, for a Ashram, there's no Mum Gdol Mizu. The wrong gender is the wrong Mum, that's a Mum, and therefore even by the Nekeva, you wouldn't have to wait at all, but our Mishnah implies that you would have to wait if it was a Nekeva, and therefore our Mishnah does not align with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Hadron Alach, Ketan Marim.